This is also this is the time that I look forward to on Fridays is what can we see on the big screen and the little screen this weekend? And we've got Jason Nathanson on the line. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. All right, what's coming out this weekend?
Well, one of the big ones on the big screen is Downton Abbey, A New Era, which if you're a fan of Downton Abbey, you're going to go see. If you're not, you're probably not. And it's as cut and dry as that, pretty much. Downton Abbey, of course, the PBS show that started, I think it was like 12 years ago, about this upstairs, downstairs. You got this rich Crawley family who have this estate called Downton Abbey, and the people who work there as well. It focuses on both of them. And there was a movie in 2019 that did actually very well, and that was about the family, and it was a return after the show had gone off the air, and people were really excited, of course, to see that. And that one was about the king and queen visiting. This all takes place in the 1920s. And this time around, the family agrees to let a silent movie shoot at the estate, and while half the family, they're off in the south of France, after getting word that Maggie Smith's character, who's one of the favorite characters of the show, that she inherited a villa from a mysterious man in the south of France, and they kind of have to figure out what's going on there. This is, for me, it's like comfort food. Gorgeous, high-quality comfort food. It's great to see this in a theater. I thought it was a good time. The theater I was in, you know, a lot of people they were laughing and crying and, you know, all the emotions, and it's a good adult movie. And what it'll be interesting to see is we've seen with the big blockbusters and stuff that the younger people are ready to return to the theater. This will be a big test to see if the older generation is also willing to support stuff and go back to the theater.
And this is sort of like catch your breath before all the big blockbusters start coming out next weekend. Is that...
We already saw one of the big ones so far of the summer with Doctor Strange.
Right.
And then next weekend we're going to see Top Gun, the Top Gun Maverick, and that's going to be a big one, certainly, for the summer.
All right, what have we got playing on the small screen?
On the small screen, for the family, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, the movie. If you don't know, if you don't remember, you probably weren't a kid in the... late 80s, early 90s. This was a show. It ran for a couple of years. It had a theme song that everybody kind of remembered from there. But it wasn't something that, you know, was the biggest thing in the world. But there's some nostalgia going on with that. And it's directed by Akiva Schaffer, who was from The Lonely Island. And right in that sweet age group to have remembered this as well. And I was actually pleasantly surprised by it. I thought, okay, it's going to be an animated thing. And this Chip and Dale chipmunk characters, they're going to solve a crime. And, you know, who cares, whatever. But it's actually, it's a really smart tribute to animation over the years. It's a little bit like Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And you have live action with all these animated characters walking around, interacting with real people. And there are tons of characters. I mean, you're going to be counting the Easter eggs from, Roger Rabbit makes an appearance, characters from outside Disney. It's not just Disney characters, from all over. It's really a love letter to animation, and it's funny. It's kind of like, you know, the Lego movies are good for adults and a little bit subversive as well. it's not quite at the level of Lego movie, but it surprised me nonetheless.
It's going to be on Disney? Is that?
That's on Disney Plus. Okay. Yeah, that's out now, and it's streaming on Disney Plus.
All right, what else we got with Apple TV and HBO?
On HBO tonight, there's a new documentary about George Carlin, which is a two-part documentary. The first part, one of the parts, directed by Judd Apatow, looking at his life. I'm very much looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Love George Carlin, and this looks like they have a lot of good people talking about him. On Peacock, there's a new series called Angeline, which I'm wondering if people outside of L.A. know who Angeline is or if this is just an L.A. phenomenon. Have you ever heard of Angeline?
Wikipedia.
She's very famous, and growing up in Los Angeles, I was very well known for me. In the 80s and 90s, she bought a bunch of billboards and put herself up there. She's a blonde bombshell with a hourglass figure, and she just put billboards of herself kind of like laying sexily on her Corvette, and she drives around town in a pink pink Corvette, and she was one of the first people famous for being famous. She just wanted to be famous. There's no reason. You didn't know who she was, or she wasn't an actress or really anything. And it's been kind of a mystery about who she was and who she is. And this series on Peacock kind of goes into that. It stars Emmy Rossum, who's also an executive producer of it, and she's been wanting to tell this story for years.
Oh, this, yeah, okay. Now I'm curious. I'll have to look at it. all right. Yeah. Now we got Rosie Perez, too, has something coming out.
Yeah, Rosie Perez is in a bilingual drama on Apple TV Plus called Now and Then, in which she Rosie Perez plays a detective. She's investigating the death of these friends were partying on graduation night 20 years ago. One of their friends dies under mysterious circumstances, and it comes back to kind of haunt them 20 years later.
Yeah, sounds familiar, like I've seen that somewhere, you know, in another movie.
Maybe.
All right, Jason, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
All right, take care.
All right, take care.